Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Madalika Sika is the author of Breast Cancer Alphabet, published by Crown. And here again, Dr. Mike Roizen.
So where we were was in the need for a vacation. Tell us how you, and this goes with, I guess, the Q also, which is quit. So take care of both V and Q for us.
Sure. I mean, a vacation, it doesn't have to be an exotic vacation. I think it's really important to have a goal to get away for a while, and it may be just for an afternoon, or, you know, it may be for longer, but you're in cancer land, and sometimes it's nice to have a target to know that you can get out for a while. So a vacation, you know, actually the first trip I took was to friends up in Massachusetts who had a house. I just went for a long weekend, and it was the first time I had gone beyond the 3-mile radius of my house for about 7 months. And it was really important for my mental health just as much as my physical health. Because, you know, there are days when you do want to quit. There are days when you don't want to take your walk, or there are days where you don't want to face anybody, and those are perfectly acceptable as well. And it's nice to have some kind of goal to get you through the darker days.
So this is the book we're talking about, is A Breast Cancer Alphabet with Madalika Sika, S-I-K-K-A. It's a breast cancer alphabet.com, or if you want to add words to it, a breast cancer alphabet tumblr.com. And this is, I think it's a wonderful, it's a fast read, it's a wonderful read for all the things. Now, the thing I was most surprised about was no conversation about healthy nutrition. So we know that added sugar causes a cancer, especially breast and prostate cancers, to spread and become more malignant. And we know that saturated fat actually accelerates that. Yet one of the things you seem to enjoy most was something with both, that is ice cream, and a specific flavor of ice cream. So
it wasn't like I was in a college dorm eating tubs of ice cream every day. You know, occasionally I felt the need for ice cream. There were lots of foods I didn't eat just because, you know, chemotherapy just messes up your taste buds in a very profound way. And often it was just not pleasant to eat much of anything at all. There were many foods that I just couldn't touch. And every now and then if I found something...
So your favorite...
Go ahead.
You alluded to one of your favorites had been broccoli, garlic broccoli, and I guess you couldn't touch that.
Well, I couldn't stand the smell, you know, of it cooking, and thus I couldn't deal with it. And, you know, the effect on your taste bud is also an effect on how you smell as well, how foods smell. And the whole combination was a challenge.
Now we've also known recently that aspirin is one of the great things at decreasing both the malignancy of a number of cancers and even the incidence, but the malignancy of it. And you didn't talk about some of the common things that your doctors might have talked to you about. And the question is, did they talk to you about it? One of the things is, how much of this type of information should we be expecting from our physicians, and how much just from our friends and reading books like yours?
Well, I think that, you know, I didn't talk about specific remedies because I'm not a doctor and it's not a medical book. I think the thing that's most important is for you to have that conversation with your doctors to find out what is right for you. And again, I think that as patients, often we feel unempowered to do that, and we have a right to ask questions of the doctors, and it's the doctor's obligation to talk you through everything that is pertinent to your disease. So, you know, I very intentionally did not write a book that was trying to give prescriptions, medical prescriptions for breast cancer because, you know, I'm not a doctor, I'm a journalist.
And one of the interesting things in your journalistic, if you will, what I would call your native journalism is you use notebooks commonly when you did meet with the physicians, and you had others write in the notebooks, I guess your husband mainly,
yes.
When you felt you couldn't concentrate on that.
Yeah, I think it's really important to keep notes when you're having these conversations, so you have a record of what was said to you, because you might forget what was said to you. It also helps you prepare for questions that you want to bring to the doctor, and I think it is absolutely vital to have someone in the room with you who can listen for you. And in this case, you know, I was fortunate that my college professor husband was the person I had with me in the room. I think it's vital to take notes, and in fact, you'll notice at the back of the book that we have blank pages for people to keep their own notes as they're going through.
Ah, I wondered why those blank pages. Are those notes for people who are going through a cancer, or notes on the book?
Whatever they want it to be. Whatever they want it to be. I think the book, we designed the book to be small, portable, slip it in your purse. We also kept the chapter short so you could dip in and out of it. I really hope that it is a useful guide and companion for people as they go through it.
Yeah, I thought it was, and I should reiterate this again, it is what I would call just fantastic, because it gives so many what I would call very useful things and very useful concepts for people with any cancer. It's not just for breast cancer.
Well, thank you. I think there's a universality.
I was going to say, guys who get prostate cancer, this would be useful for too. now you've got to tell me, I was intrigued. You went to Istanbul. Did you like it? And what did you find there?
I did like it. I love cities, and it's one of the world's great cities. There's fabulous food, wonderful architecture, and it was quite a blissful experience. I think the thing that was a challenge as someone who's used to traveling was, you know, I knew I had to take breaks and take rest in the afternoon and later in the evening. So it was a different way of traveling for me, but it's a very enchanting place. And talk about taking you out of cancer land.
Well, it's way far away, too. Did you worry about, would you need the emergency room, or were you totally stable when you decided to take this
vacation? I was in good shape. We waited a long time before I traveled, and, you know, we waited, cleared with my doctors, being away for some time, and we waited till well after my chemotherapy was over. And, my preference during the height of my treatment was to be very, very close. I did not leave town. As I say, I did not go beyond much of a 3-mile radius of my house.
Joe?
For months.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.